I think this. I think Alshon wants to win games, and I think the one thing he knows, Jay's gonna throw him the ball, and he's gonna get the ball thrown to him a lot. You know, I think he just wants to be there for Jay or whoever's the quarterback.
He said last night, yeah, everybody says he's good at 50-50 balls. He says they're 80-20 balls. Do you like that?
Yeah, you know, look, I wanted to be 100-0 balls, you know, but he can really go get it with the best of them guy. He's one of those guys now. He's a special guy doing that.
Because he hasn't missed really any time since early August, what does that mean to you to see him grinding this thing?
Good, because you know what? He's dependable. We can count on him week in, week out. He's there. We know what he's doing. If you look up who's getting the big first downs, it's Alshon. Who's drawing a double coverage is Alshon. Who's the star player? Their best guy is always guarding Alshon. So it really helps the whole team and helps everybody out. Very, very impressed with Cam. You know, Cam, like I said, was a guy in training camp who, you know, you kind of had a log jam full of guys. And all of a sudden, you know, you saw him come around. And then I think New England week, when we practiced against New England, he really began to come. And then just his confidence began to rise and rise and rise. And then he began to make play after play, and every time you asked him to get in a different role, he just began to excel. You know, for a young guy, he's playing two different positions. He's playing the slot and he's playing outside. And I think he's doing a phenomenal job.
Is he a good example of what happens to a guy maybe that's a late-round pick or a free agent that, you know, when he gets that – you know, sometimes you don't know how a guy's going to perform until he gets that opportunity and in that moment.
Yeah, you know, once you come in the door of pro football, you in the door. And so wherever you fit in, you fit in. You know, I think it goes to his mental strength and what he's accomplished, because you got to be strong-minded. You know, you see guys around you, all those good players around you. And Cam just kept working his game. And come to find out, his game is just as good as any of them. You know, it was very difficult because if you remember right, he was on the cusp of being pretty good. You know, he began to run the routes right. He started to understand the offense. I thought he was getting really accustomed to Jay and then again Brian. But he was just starting to feel his groove. So it's just hard for him, and it's just hard to see a guy who's that big, who's that fast. And the one thing that he showed, he can run with the ball. You know, so but it was just tough for him to go down. You know, I just can't wait to get him back.